Hello, and welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a themed list of five podcast episodes, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. On this podcast, we'll follow the format of our newsletter. You'll learn about the curator of the week, their chosen theme, and the five episodes that they've selected as part of that theme. We'll also have some more podcast-related stuff thrown in here and there. Hopefully, you'll find a new podcast or two to check out. So, let's get into it. What are we listening to this week? Before we get started with today's episode, we want to tell you about our podcast and newsletter sponsor. Houses on the Moon Theater Company presents the Houses on the Moon podcast, an 8-episode series using storytelling to amplify the unheard voice. On the show, you'll hear remarkable true accounts from parents of gender-expansive children, people impacted by gun violence, undocumented immigrants, and more. Plus, chats with changemakers about our world's most relevant topics. Listen and follow now wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, keep your ear to the ground. This week's Earbuds recommendations come to us from Eves D. Roper. Eves is the creator and host of the podcast It's Nice to Hear From You, a story about human connection told through a voice-forward matchmaking experiment. The twist? No names, no direct contact, no pictures. Over 30 days, matched pairs exchange one voice memo a day with each other. This genre-bending series has the intimacy of a personal memoir, suspense from a reality TV dating show, and insights from an interview show. After we tell you about this week's podcast picks from Eves, we'll share an interview that I recorded with a dear friend and an Earbuds Advisory Board member, Skye Pillsbury. Skye and I go way back. I was first introduced to her when she was the writer for Inside Podcasting, and I was obsessed with her writing style. And I heard her on an episode of Heavyweight. The episode was called Sky, and I was obsessed with the story and the way that her son was integrated into the story. He was just the best talker for like an 11-year-old. So I was obsessed with her and wanted to become her friend. And then she came to Outlier Podcast Festival, one of the events that I helped co-create with Outlier founder Ever Gonzalez in Austin, Texas in 2019, and we became friends. And a few months later, we met up at the She Podcasts event in Atlanta. And we've been friends ever since. And now she's on the Earbuds Advisory Board. And I thought it'd be a great idea to speak with her for our podcast because she's a really great voice in the podcast space and has a really unique writing style. And I really respect her as a journalist. So I hope you're going to enjoy our interview later in the show. She's been contributing stories to Hot Pod lately, which, if you haven't heard of it, is one of the leading newsletters about podcasts. And it's syndicated to Vulture. Before going freelance, Skye, like I said, was the head writer at Inside Podcasting, which was a daily newsletter about the audio industry, and is now run by Shreya Sharma, who we had on the show a few weeks back. Skye's work has also appeared in Bello Collective, Eater SF, and in Discover Pods. So later in the show, you'll hear my chat with Skye Pillsbury. As for our podcast recommendations this week, through Eve's podcast picks, we get into the nitty-gritty intimacy of human connection. This list could not have come at a better time, in my opinion. We're just re-entering into some form of normalcy, totally holding air quotes when I say that, because what even is normal at this point? Anyways, it's a beautiful creation of podcasts that serve as an ode to valuing our connection to ourselves first and foremost. Let's get to this week's podcast recommendations. Eves chose the theme Human Connection. Why? She writes,
I chose this theme because during a year of self-quarantine, I really craved human connection, and through the course of the year, I learned that I am able to better connect with others if I can connect with myself first. So through a lot of self-reflection, I became better at being able to connect with other people.
Here are this week's Earbuds episodes from Eves. The first episode is from the podcast Appearances and is called Voices. Our curator writes, created by Sharon Mashihi, Appearances is a one-woman audio show that straddles the line between fiction and truth. This episode is an audio mind trip that brings to life an Iranian-American family and community through the real and fantastical mental machinations of Melanie Barzadeh. Melanie is Sharon's fictional character in the show. Appearances explores the difficulty of finding the right partner, a single mid-30s female struggle with wanting to be a mother, and reconciling differences in family. The second episode comes from Moonface and is called The Moaning. Here's what our curator says about this show. This podcast is fascinating. It's a 6-episode fiction series about a Korean-American son who wants to come out to his mom, but can't because they don't speak the same language. Next up, the podcast is Constellation Prize, and we have an episode called Crossing Guard. Here's the description. In this episode, in search of connection, Bianca, the creator, goes looking for strangers and meets Sophia, a school crossing guard. They develop a friendship over the course of 6 months together. It's a beautiful story about unexpected friendship. The next recommendation comes from the podcast No Feeling is Final, and the episode is called Hi, My Name is Honor. Our curator writes, "This is a show for anyone who's ever wondered if life is worth living, and for anyone trying to better understand their friend, partner, or kid who's wrestled with these feelings themselves. At times heartbreaking and desperate, but also darkly funny and charming, No Feeling is Final is a story of difference, identity, and why we should stay alive." The last recommendation of this week's theme, Human Connection, comes from the podcast The Shadows, and the episode is called Romantic. Here's the description. This is a fictional story from Caitlin Prest about the anatomy of a relationship told through the perspective of two creatives. Caitlin believes that the love depicted in Hollywood movies is real, and that she will be one of the lucky ones to find it. When Caitlin falls for someone who challenges her romantic ideal, she's faced with an impossible choice and a decision that can't be unmade. Thank you to our creator, Eves, for bringing these episodes to Earbuds Podcast Collective this week. We'll have a link in the show notes to all of these podcast episodes and more. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we also like to spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. The idea is that even if you have no interest in this week's theme, you can still check out the spotlight for some more audio content. Podcasters, if you want to have your podcast spotlight in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. We're doing something a bit different in the spotlight arena this month. We're spotlighting shows that elevate the voices of the LGBTQIA+ community in honor of Pride. This week, we're spotlighting the Get Wrecked podcast. Here's what it's all about. Get Wrecked is a brand new game show podcast hosted by LA comedians Eric Myrick and Coco Bell. They hurt their own feelings and embarrass their contestants every week with a different game to answer the most pressing questions of young adulthood. Both hosts identify as queer, and the show features LGBTQ+ guests every episode. Next up, it's time for the interview portion of the show. Today I'm speaking with Sky Pillsbury. I told you a bit about Sky earlier in the show, so let's hit the tape. Hi, Sky. Welcome to the Squadcast studio. How are you doing today?
Hello. Well, first, thank you so much for having me. This is such fun. And I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm pretty swell. And full disclosure, folks, Sky and I have been speaking offline for a while. So we're pretty loosened up and ready to talk about podcasts. So, Sky, tell me, what was the first podcast that you listened to?
Okay. I feel like it's uncool to admit, but my first podcast was Serial, as others' first podcast was as well, I'm sure. But I remember my friend Emily texting me and telling me I had to listen to this thing that was on my phone. And I'll have to ask her how she even knew, because she is not a tech-savvy person. So I learned from her, and then I was overwhelmed at how much content was on my phone.
And when you listened to Serial for the first time, what about it was so gripping to you?
You know, nothing that I had heard before. I mean, I feel like this is like so cliche, but like I hadn't heard a Serial week by week radio show before. I had listened to terrestrial radio, you know, mostly for the music. I had listened to NPR mostly for Terry Gross and Fresh Air because I love listening to interviews. But it was a completely new experience for me. And so I think part of it was the novelty of discovering that I could listen to a story in real time, essentially on my phone. So part of it was that I have also always been a huge murder mystery freak. I've actually never said this before. But when I was just a young one, my grandmother is Finnish. Unfortunately, she died. But my father is from Finland, first generation. And I used to go and visit her every summer in Helsinki. And the way that she learned how to speak English was to read Agatha Christie novels. And so she and I would both read them in English. So it was a way, I mean, she spoke pretty well at that point, but you know, it was a way for us to bond. And then my dad actually loved them too. So like all of us, I have all these memories of being on vacation in Finland reading murder mystery novels. And so to me, like obviously Serial is not a murder mystery in the way that Agatha Christie sort of wraps everything up in a bow and all that. It was very different. But it was a genre that in some ways, even though this was true crime, was appealing to me just because of my literary choices.
Mm-hmm. Once you discovered Serial and were kind of taken in by, I guess, the drama and the culture that surrounded it, both in the podcast space and it reached much further. What did you do next? How did you find more podcasts to listen to?
I don't know how I found this podcast, but somehow I stumbled across Startup. I have no memory of like how that came across my radar. That really appealed to me because I was working at that time in the technology field and had worked in the technology field for a long time. I was a publicist, another uncool fun fact about me. I had startups who were clients. I had worked at technology startups. I knew the whole pitching to a VC, like all of the stuff that Alex Blumberg does in that show, which for any listeners who haven't heard of the show Startup is about how Alex Blumberg created Gimlet, what is now known as Gimlet Media, which has become part of Spotify. It is a show that was told also in real time, sort of week by week, his experience of getting a podcast company off the ground. So it combined my interest in startup culture with, again, this new medium that was so new to me and many other people. And then from there, actually, that's how I discovered Heavyweight, because Heavyweight was part of the Gimlet first slate of their shows. And I loved that show. And I ended up pitching a show to them, which they turned into an episode, as you, Arielle, you know. So
you have to listen to that. I'm going to link to it in the show notes. It is hilarious. And I've listened to it twice now. Once before I knew you. Yeah, once before I knew you and I was like, her kid is the funniest kid ever. And then once after to be like, huh, that's Sky. Wow.
Yeah, it's weird. I've re-listened to it a couple times since it aired. And it's always funny, especially now because my son who plays he's a big part of that episode. He sounds completely different. I mean, his voice is like super deep. I mean, he's 15 and he was 10 or 11 when we were recording that. It's a little fraught now just because I've learned so much about Gimlet in the past. Yeah. You know, even just 6 months. And so, you know, not with Heavyweight, but particularly with Startup, because that was a podcast about that company and about that company's culture and, you know, sounded to, I think, many of us listeners that they were really trying to do something new where they were, you know, making this big effort to have a diverse staff. And of course, there's been news about that that's been like a little bit troubling. And so I look back on that now knowing that, you know, I think that was a really trailblazing move for them to put that podcast together, but also realizing that like not everything you hear in a podcast is probably the whole story. And that's probably an important lesson too.
Yeah. Before you and I became friends, I read your it was daily at the time.
Yeah.
Newsletter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was nuts. You were writing for Inside Podcasting and I loved your writing style. So how did you go about becoming the Inside Podcasting writer?
Well, I was still doing my technology PR thing and meanwhile getting super into podcasts on the side. So I would do tech PR during the day. I was freelancing. And then when I put the kids down, I would just nerd out on podcast news. Like I wanted to soak in everything about this industry that I didn't know. And I couldn't really have explained to you why I was so passionate about it, but I just wanted to know everything there was to know. And in the process of that, I've subscribed to a few podcast-related newsletters that I just happened to find during my research, which I would do like after putting the kids to bed. So I found Inside Podcasting. At that time, it was a non-bylined, semi-generic newsletter that was just kind of like regurgitating 10 things, 10 press releases or whatever that were related to podcasting that day. I remember getting one issue and it said, at the top of the issue, it said, we're looking for a writer for this. Like they wanted like a, you know, like a bylined writer. And so I wrote to them just totally on a whim and said, you know, I'm a publicist, so I haven't been like a writer in the traditional sense, but I do a ton of writing. So if you want help, like I'm happy to help. And I interviewed, and at the time that I'd been reading it, I think it was coming out twice a week because, you know, it was this non-byline thing. And little did I know, they had been looking for a writer who would write it 5 days a week. I was not aware of that. So they hired me to write it 5 days a week, which was a total shock. But I wasn't going to turn it down because I was like, okay, this is my way to be part of this industry. This is my way to, this is my way to break in or whatever in some form. And I loved the job. Like I was getting paid to teach myself about podcasts and the industry and learn more about it. So I loved that. It was crazy. I mean, it was 5 days a week and I continued to do 5 days a week for a couple of years before, I can't remember whether it was the pandemic was the reason that I went down to 3 days a week or whether there was, you know, things were getting a little bumpy with me. My mom was really sick for a while. So I think I actually went down to 3 days a week because of her health. And then that sort of bled into the pandemic starting and my kids coming home. And that was just a total bananas crazy scene. But I have to say Inside Podcasting, inside.com, the powers that be there were really, really supportive. I'm very grateful to them for that. But I eventually had to leave. It was too much. I couldn't do it all.
I think you did a really great job establishing Inside Podcasting as one of the best places to go for news about the podcast space. So what's up for you lately in the podcast space? What are you listening to? What stories are you excited about? And where are you writing?
Okay, so I'll answer the last question first. So I am freelance. Lately, I've been writing stories for Nick Kwa over at Hot Pod. I tend to be interested in sort of systemic stuff related to the podcast industry, like how the infrastructure works, how, you know, I wrote a story about producers and sort of like how we've created this system where producers are undervalued. And that was a story that I really, I felt like I learned a lot and I hope that people read it, learned a lot. I'm working on another story right now about breaking into the audio industry that I'm also really excited about. I don't know if when this airs, if it will come out yet. Anyway, that's been really fun for me and also a good balance because I still have stuff going on the home front that's pandemic related. And so I sort of need to be wise with my time.
So Skye, to close us out, what are you listening to lately?
Okay, I will talk about my favorite show of the year. My favorite show of the year so far is Suave. And the reason why I found it so fascinating, okay, so it's about a man who is imprisoned after committing a crime as a minor, but he gets like the life sentence. Or actually, I think it's is he sentenced to death or is it just life imprisonment? I think it's life imprisonment. I listened to it a couple months ago, so I'm just drawing on my memories of it. And it's about that, but it's also really secretly about his relationship with this journalist who's Maria Hinojosa, who is the host of Latino USA. And she meets him when he is a pretty young person. And she thinks, oh, he's going to be like my inside man on the inside of prison. He's going to be able to tell me like what goes on in there. And I now have a source on sort of the, you know, who's someone who lives inside of a prison. Well, the reality is that they end up having this relationship that lasts years. They develop, you know, some kind of a friendship. For her, it becomes this sort of complicated issue of source versus friend. Hmm. And so as someone who writes for a living and who talks to people, some of whom are my friends for stories, I found it so fascinating for her to sort of tackle this very thorny issue of like, where are the boundaries, really? Where are the boundaries? And so I highly recommend that even if you're not writing for a living, it's fascinating. The man who is her friend is just a totally fascinating character on his own. You know, it also addresses other issues of just sort of like inequality and the legal system and social justice justice that I think are all like super relevant to the world we're living in today. So highly recommend that. Let's see. How many do you want from me?
Give us one more.
Okay, one more. I did just listen to this episode that actually appeared in two different feeds. It appeared in the Death, Sex, and Money feed and The Cut. And it was Avery Trufelman, who hosts The Cut, talking to Anna Sale, who hosts Death, Sex, and Money, about the issues that she, Avery, is grappling with over whether or not to have kids. Oh. And they talk about it, and they also conducted some joint interviews. And then they both put out and separately edited an episode that went down each of their feeds. And I was so captivated by the first one I listened to that I listened to both.
And they're cut differently.
They're cut differently. Wow. Yeah. But which is interesting. But for me, what was really fascinating about listening to them wasn't so much the difference in how they were cut, although that is interesting, but it was more that I could empathize with Avery. Here I am. I'm a mother of two. I mean, I have kids who are 12 and 15. I've made my choice. And I was one of those people who just always knew that she wanted to have kids. But, you know, it's a choice. And I think what a lot of people don't understand about motherhood, and in part, I think because a lot of moms don't want to talk about it, they don't want to admit it, is that even after you have kids, there are moments of, oh my God, what have I gotten myself into? This is crazy bananas. And that it's okay to feel that way with any life choice you make. And this is one that's going to last forever for the rest of your life. You're always going to have these moments of doubt. And yet these high highs, right? You know, it's a love. The cliche is true. It's a love you can't get anywhere else. The love, you know, that is a very special, unique love, the love that you have for your child. But at the same time, it comes with a lot of other stuff. And it's a big, big choice. It's giving up any part of you that is selfish, which I loved the part of me that was selfish, right? I loved doing what I wanted and not having to, you know, be on anyone else's schedule. And I've given that up, at least for now. And so I could understand the worry that Avery has about it. And I was just cheering for her and asking the questions, because ask the questions. Like, these are important questions. It's a real commitment. Your heart has to be in it. And you're never going to be fully ready, but at least you want to walk in with your eyes wide open. So I was so happy that they both did an episode about it. So I highly recommend that, whether or not you're thinking about having kids. I mean, I'm really happy with the choice I made, but I still was just fascinated by this back and forth between these two women who might end up making different choices in the end.
This is the type of analysis that I love reading from you, Sky. It really makes me listen to them with a different lens on top. And I think you have a really great perspective, and that folks who read your stuff see that as well. So thank you so much for sharing, and thank you for being on the show today, Sky.
Of course. It was absolutely my pleasure, Arielle. Thank you for having me.
Thank you again to Sky Pillsbury for taking the time to speak with me. We'll link to all of Sky's socials in the show notes. We're back next week with another interview. And with that, we're going to wrap up. We'll be back next week with more podcast recommendations from Earbuds Podcast Collective. Thanks for tuning in. Feedback with Earbuds is written by Maya Rubin and me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's hosted by me. It's mixed and put together by Daniel Turek, whose work you can find at robotslack.com. And our newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.